Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom, Hag, Ha Pesah, Ha Matzah, B'Korim, Sameach. Yes, I'm here at the fulfillment here in the season, especially here over in the diaspora. We have day eight right here corresponding with this Shabbat day, and also the 145th anniversary of the Earth Day of one of our first black rabbis, Ethiopian Hebrew Israelite in the resurrection. Speaking of Rabbi Arnold Josiah Ford, happy Earth Day. Got to remember that elder right there. Hopefully more to come on that, but just to note this day right here. Here we are at day eight, especially for I and I in the diaspora here. We, the Beta Israel of the West over here. Day eight corresponds to Shabbat Day. And this Shabbat Day for the 23rd of April, 2022, we're recalling 1877, the birth of Arnold Josiah. What a name, Josiah. You know about King Josiah and the Pesach Passover that they had kept? Hopefully we have time to touch on that, as well as we remember Rabbi Arnold Josiah Ford, 145th Earth Strong here, recalling those in that resurrection from that time that I will. But Chaburim, here in the fulfillment right here. We have Aliyah here for day eight, especially for I-9, the diaspora here. We are in the fulfillment and looking forward, right? To the first day, Tensiyeh. Now, Tensiyeh, Ethiopically, is known as Tensiyeh, but in the translation, you might have heard of Ethiopian Easter. That is right there, oxymoron. That's really, really bad right there. Hope the Ethiopians stop being careless, stop adopting that kind of Ethiopian Easter. Easter only appears one place in the King James Version of the Bible, and absolutely nowhere, in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Mitzvah of Kiddush, and nowhere in the Ethiopic writings, scripture writings as well. It's a kind of a loan, something on loan. Give that back, children of the Ethiopians. Give back the so-called Easter. Stop calling Ethiopian Easter, right? Sometimes it's referred to as Fasika, Pesach. Get the connection right there, Fasikah. That has to do with the Passover. But here we're looking at the resurrection first day, right? On the morrow, as HaTorah says, on the morrow after the Shabbat. So what is the day after the Shabbat? According to Yahweh, that's the first day, which amongst the Gentiles they call Sunday. So looking forward, 24th of April, True Church and Professing Church, Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, is observing Tensiyeh. Many ones and ones will call it Ethiopian Easter, but we're going to get into that as well. But what do we do? What do we do, brothers and sisters, you know, after we come out of Egypt? What do we do after he is risen? He is risen. We ask my earthly, she said, we go find him. But then I said, what about those Israelites? And she just laughed. So we just laughed about the Israelites, because Jah brought the Israelites out of Egypt, right? But we know the tribe did not end right there. But anyway, here after the Shabbat podcast, and here after Pesach, after the fulfillment of Pesach and the 7 days of the Chag HaMatzot, the Chag HaMatzah, days of unleavened bread.
Hey.
Let's begin off right here for a song, a melody. Ah. Over. Ah.
Shall I recall? Oh, yeah.
Shadrach, Abednego, and Meshach. When I remember Daniel in the den, Emmanuel was with them, no weapon could not come against them. And Moses, a Hebrew hero, with the powers of Jah, stood against Pharaoh and freed the children out of bondage to a land where honey flow. It was a pilgrimage, a journey some thousand miles to go. My God is not a God to lie. He's telling us a rock so you can't push over. Cross over, no weapons form against me shall prosper. No plague, no pestilence, them have to pass over.
Pass over,
them have to pass over.
Leaders of the world, tell me how you feel. Leaders of the world, tell me how you feel. Revolution, revolution.
From this.
passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. 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 But passed over their houses. But passed over their houses. But passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their instruction to the Egyptians. Instruction to the Egyptians. Instruction to the Egyptians. But passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. 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 One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve, 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 on Passover Eve.
Love and hate can never be fair.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Oh no. Here I come. With love and not hatred, surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. Envy no one, no wish to be with no evil man. For there comes a day when you'll be free by the Father's hand. Leave up roots, children. Oh yeah. My head is anointed and my cup runneth over. Yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life.
Say if you're not righteous, you're a we enemy. Say E-N-E-M-Y. why enemy. Say R-E-G-Z-I-E, Reggie. Say good friend is better than a pocket money. Your best friend can be your worst enemy. God say you must love even your enemy. But how me feel over me, say who not like me, 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 me.
All the days of my life, can't be no one, no wish to be with no evil man. For there's come a day, there's a song playing on the radio. Over and over again. And it keeps reminding me of everything we used to do. Every lie keeps reminding me, because it says I love you, and I know that I do. Reminds me of when we first met, and I knew every word I said would turn out to right. Well, yeah. I knew I would fall in love. In love with you.
In love with you. Mm.
Nothing is too good for you. I will beg, steal and borrow just for you. Through fire to rain.
I know it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
Tomorrow, girl.
Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see, I beg, stole, and I borrow.
Yes, I did.
Sunday morning, yeah, that's why I'm easy.
Romantic love, romantic love, mm-hmm.
did you, my darling, cause I need it in the morning. Romantic love, romantic love. Just did you, my baby, cause I need it in the evening. Romantic lover, romantic lover. Did you, my darling, cause I need it in the night. La 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 la.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire. King Selassie is the Almighty. I mean, big bad sound like justice.
A life sentence. Can't get original blood, you know repentance. Man, they are in a Abaddon abyss. A lick down elephants. All with thy name gone, thy blood convinced. Drastically resistant to Rome. Drastically resistant to Rome. Yeah. 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 With them Christian demographics. Them falsify blue eye, the black Christ with them ethics. Them still pan them safe one of four father politics. Them still have the false image, deceiving the nation with it. Deceiving the nation with it. In a delaying pathological chronic epidemic, the sermon is a death threat clinic. Talking about the devil's system and them working for it. Man who's standing up against it getting hurt for it. Every time I see the Godman is intricate simplicity articulation. Because of human concept limitation. Jarastafari, Jah Black is the first covenant. Jarastafari, Jah Black is the first covenant. Was in the world, and the world was made by him. First man to turn on without brush and comb. Me want to have my language and me want to go home. Rastafari, drastically resistant. Drastically resistant to Rome. Yeah. Redemption to the blood is a life sentence. Can't get original blood through no repentance. Man, they die in a Abaddon abyss. A lick down hell fence. All with thy name gone, I blood convinced. Redemption to the blood is a life sentence. Can't get original blood through no repentance. Man, they die down here in a Abaddon abyss. A lick down hell fence. All with thy name gone, I blood convinced.
To his many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet, the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him every thought we have. It's just to kill the Pope. kill him, kill old Rome, kill Babylon.
And you're serious about that?
Yeah, and how we're going to kill them though is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun or bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons, but with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drum beats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape. Their music is called reggae, now popular worldwide.
Give me
love them on the two sides. Turn up in the midst of the Roman soldiers, man. Jam at the part of Rome, boy. Down by the rivers of Babylon. Our mind is at home. Never let the system capture your heart. Hope that the street they will not embark. Cause as Jah has done in him footsteps, we bound up for work. That's why the rebels say, if a jump they say that Jah and if a no Janelah. Must be Lucifer. If a jump they say that Jah and if a no Janelah. Must be Lucifer. If not it's a must, that's an if not that's a must. This is the eternal life on the bottom. Eat it at two, of course, run the earth, and that is not a dream. They can't identify no matter how difficult it seems. From one extreme to the other extreme, God, there is no empty space in between. Stand up in the midst of the Roman soldiers, man. Stand at the part of Rome, man. Down by the rivers of Babylon, Rome. But my mind is at home. Never let the system capture your heart. Hope that the streets are in a empire. Cause the last year I saw in them footsteps, we're bound up for rock. That's why I'm an officer. If I jump, let's say that jump. And if I know that then I walk. Must be Lucifer. Man, if I jump, let's say that jump. And if I know that then I walk. Must be Lucifer. All the full Thomas, I am talking to you. Remember 99 and a half won't do. From a judge, you must say, yes, you got to be true before you make your move. Know what you're getting into. When you're with the midst of the heathen, don't you be like them. There is a guideline for all your children. Cannot appear righteous and work like a heathen. From your doing just your work, then when you just can't pretend. When you stand up in the midst of the Roman soldiers, don't you be a part of Rome. And when you sit down by the rivers of Babylon, Rome, keep your mind at home. Never make the system capture your heart. Up the street or your knife back.
I just got to get it first. So
right now we going and can't wait till later. Gotta make this money, have no time for the haters. Do what you do, but don't try, I'll be fired. Ain't no one. So baby, fire. More fire, more fire. More fire, more fire. More fire, more fire.
Them no like, we are we no like them. Them no enemy, we are them no friend. Them no like, we are we no like them. But tell them, so we not beg no friend to come again. We gon' no fall in for a man, we come again. We gon' no fall in for a man, we come again. Again, again, again. Ya go go north, go north, go north, go north, go north. Aladdin for a man, we come again. Too much in farming and a cast for building, we ya go go north. Aladdin for a man, we come again. Too much for fighting and a cast for building, we ya go go north. Aladdin with a man, them a walk to me to the pump people children. Of them these people, you tell them I go cut them.
More fire, more fire. More fire, more fire. More fire, more fire. Ain't no one to place it higher. Right now we go in and can't wait till later. Gotta make this money, have no time for the haters. Do what you do, but don't try, I'll be fired. Ain't no one to place me tired. More fire, more fire.
on fire, more, more fire. More fire.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
This one is out of fire. I'm burn them judge, I'm burn them liar. Rastafari is no lamb to no slaughter. Okay, out of fire, burn them now. Burn them, because I'm living too freaky. I'm burn them, righteousness them now seeky. I'm burn them, Zion now them for speaking. Make the you them a repeat y'all. I'm a sound like justice. Bring forth the Bible. Gunshot in them face are a chop. Bat boy with sharp, sharp blood clock. Motherfuckers, you can't touch this. Don't even look at this. Fuckers, don't even try to rise a foot at this. Fucking Solomon line, if that's who we are. I write the fucking holy book of this. Carolina tribe of Judah. Tell them justice.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense.
Before thee as incense. As incense.
As incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense, as incense,
as incense.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
different design, and still it's all the same. Better relax and recline. His majesty said unity and only Jano. See no for them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place which get them all, we call we high and I go out. Sure. You find your place in a life. You face so different this time. You find position and prayer. Balance with spiritual life. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The root of David, he could only be slow. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. That's why I say, Mandela, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of red, yeah. Inside your heart, Mandela, Shabbat Shalom. Sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful, ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, of stars, country, land, and tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only King of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo! And now the people shall know that we trust the poor eyes, they shall no longer suffer. Love is all. The earth shall replenish for the better. And now the children shall be old. The glory and goodness wrapped up for I have to offer. Seek ye first the kingdom of Selassie, I and all will be added. The whole world shall see ya. The Lamb upon his throne come be conquered in Egypt, yeah. Then shall the people rejoice in the name of Rastafari and the meek. Oh yeah, oh yeah. The world shall see, yeah. The Lamb upon his throne come be conquered in Egypt, yeah. Then shall the children rejoice and war of his things, hey. The leaders of the world derived that negligence, began deceiving the people. Oh, after getting their anxious desire, they resort to doing evil. Nail mannered, unruthless passion, they keep doing wrong, not considering life. With their nuclear ammunition, they destroy other nation, and on the rise. Rasta man said, whole world I go see. Lamb upon his throne, come be conquered and be high. Then shall the
the name of King Selassie and be me. Oh yeah, oh yeah, the whole world shall see ya. The lion from the throne where I loot the seven seals. Oh, 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 them the people shall rejoice and all war up his face. Never know, say a King Selassie rule the heart and the soul. From his own words, send my sons and my daughters from afar off, who all by my name and live by my words. Hey, only love can save us. It was love that has made those fire be burned down to blame us, yeah. We are receiving a night head, we come to dominate the earth. Hey, he's a blessed I would know. Before I be crowned, want to be old King Alpha and Black Queen Omega, who are sit up on the throne. Hey, even I say to myself, let the praises begin and let the trumpet sound. Rastafari name, not the village Babylon go down. Oh yeah, boy, and the words I see, yeah. The Lamb upon his throne, where I lose the seven seas. Them the people shall rejoice, it's Selassie and the earth shall be me. Hey, 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 the world shall see ya. The Lamb upon his throne where ya conquered the beast. Then shall the children rejoice in the name of Emperor.
Shall see right there, there, there. We often use the opening of that Sizzla Kalungi tune right there, and this reminds me of Dennis Brown, Children of Israel. We have a clip of that right there, and it ends suddenly, but it ends right around the time of the prophecy of Daniel. And listen to the tune right there. If you listen to the words, the relix, I'd like to share this right here, and then do a little housekeeping here. On day eight for I and I in the diaspora, I and I, the Beta Israel of the West. We have day eight right here, day eight of Pesach, day eight of the Passover. Passover is the umbrella theme of the first of the Mo'adim, the appointed times, appointed seasons, three times in the year. So here for the first, at the beginning of the Hebrew, the ecclesiastical, the churchical, the holy year, right here, the month of Abib, here the April, May, roughly the April-May time, the springtime right here. So we have 7 days. We have 7 days of the unleavened bread, and here we come to day eight. Now, what's the reading for day eight? We have the reading and feeding here, the Torah reading for the eighth day, observed especially by us outside of the land, outside of the promised land. Especially for I and I in the diaspora, I and I in the West. The Torah reading for the eighth day of Pesach, of Passover, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 19 to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. Now this here from Devarim, from Deuteronomy, it deals with a variety of Torahs, in other words, the direction, instruction. The word Torah is an operative word, direction, instruction, or teaching. The whole volume is HaTorah, the direction, instruction. And in the direction, instructions, there are various directions and instructions. And here in the reading for day eight, we have Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 19, chapter 16, verse 17, dealing with a variety of direction instructions, Torot, including those related to tithes, the giving of that tithe or the tenth, the year of release, the year of Yovel. In the ancient pointing modern Hebrew, they'll say Yovel. We know there's the Ethiopic book of Jubilee, right? Jubilee, the sense of Jubilee, the year of release, the Shemitah year. The release of slaves here, it says slaves. Actually, that word slaves is a misnomer, but the release of servants, the release of servants, right? Servants, many ones and ones, for example, if one's had a debt, one had to work off a debt in order to pay that debt and to make the person they're indebted to whole. And it's interesting because in the Hebrew we use the word shalem, from shalom, right? And as you can hear, it has a sense of peace, right? So it's a release of those who were in employ, right? In employ, because even when we had ones in bondage as Hebrews, we had limitations, whether they were foreign or domestic, to what we could do, unlike the Gentiles and their counterfeit Christianity. And further, we have description of the Shalosh Regalim. Shalosh Regalim. Regalim is interpreted as the pilgrimage, coming from the root word regal. Regal in the Hebrew actually means foot. So literally it'd be like 3 feet in a sense, 3 feet, referring to the times in the year, the three times in the year, according to HaTorah, that all the males, especially to whom more is given, more is required, all the males of Yisrael are to appear in the place that Hashem, that Jehovah sets his name. So we have the Shalosh Regalim, the description of the three pilgrim feasts, the three pilgrim festivals, the three times in the year that I and I make that try. Yes, I. So we have the Haftarah as well, the prophet's reading. The prophet's reading, we have Isaiah, Isaiah the prophet, chapter 10, verses 32 to chapter 12, verse 6. This gives Yeshaya's message, the prophet Isaiah's message of hope, of tikwa, hope, expectation, tesfa, that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, will be gathered together from the lands, all the lands of exile, of dispersion, of the diaspora, of exile, and return to the promised land, return to the Eretz Yisrael. Now, when we say the land of Israel, let's not get it confused with the world of flesh, the satanic sakura. What you see today with the state of Israel is more or less just portion of the land grant that was given to the children of Israel when they came out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. But then when we go to Genesis chapter 15, we see the full of fall. We see between the two rivers, the river of Egypt, which more properly is the river of Tobia, of the Ethiopia, originally Tobia, the good land, Tob. Tob in Hebrew means good, and Yah refers to he who be or Jah. So Tobijah, the good Jah or Jah is good. This is the archaic name for the continent and the archaic name of Ethiopia. So we know Ethiopia from the Greek, the way the Greeks have reinterpreted what they originally heard, Tobia. So this is why most ones and ones will say that the name Ethiopia go back to the Greek, because they are limited, still thinking in the box of Western Gentile system of things, Greco-Roman system of things. But we get to our true root, we discover the true truth. So several allusions are found within the Yeshaya, Isaiah, the prophet's reading, to the Exodus, reason for the season here, from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, or Kemet, if you please, are given here. It also includes a vision, for the vision, the people are loose living, the people perish. The vision of the millennial kingdom, say that 1,000-year, the millennial kingdom, the new age, the Ides Zemen, the new age, when shalom, true shalom, Yeshua shalom, victorious peace, real peace, shalom and harmony will reign supreme among all peoples. Now, how would this be fulfilled? It could be easily fulfilled if people, especially the Christians, when they say Our Father prayer, right? It says, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth. See, they've been taught a counterfeit gospel, counterfeit doctrine. Everybody's waiting to die and go to the pie in the sky, but not listening to what they pray for. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done where? On earth as is in heaven. As the psalm says, the heavens of heavens are Jehovah's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. But then what does the scripture say? The earth is given over into the hand of the wicked one. Well, how could that happen? If your father gives you something and then your enemy got it, it must mean that you did something wrong, not your father. But here, reason for the season here, just going over some of the basics right here before we ride up. And then we also have what is known as this eighth day, right? It's called the Messiah's feast, right? The Moshiach's feast. Now, why is the eighth day significant? Well, in the regular Shabuah, in the regular week, the Shabuah from Hebrew, from Shabbat, seven, the regular 7 days, the eighth day will be the morrow after the Shabbat. The morrow after the Shabbat is called nowadays Sundays. So there's a lot of half-correct means out there, and many of our Hebrew and Israelite brothers and others, you know, they say about Sunday worship, as we mentioned before. Well, it's true. We don't worship on Sunday, you know, in the sense of, quote, Sunday, end quote. But the first day is also referred to as the eighth day. The first day of the Shavuot is what is called Sunday in the West. And this is very important here in Pesach and Passover. When we think about, well, if the original Nazarenes and the original Messiahites, later to be called Christians, were Yehudi, were Jews, were Judahites, were Israelites, like Yeshua, Roveno, like Huaria Paulos, like John and Peter and all the rest, how would they just be meeting on the first day? Why would the first day become a significant thing that later on would be called by the Gentile sun worshippers Sunday? Why? Well, it's based on the direction and instruction we have in HaTorah. The key words, the morrow after, on the morrow after the Shabbat. So if the Shabbat is the seventh day and it's called Saturday, the morrow after the Shabbat is the eighth day. According to the Torah, we have the eighth day, right? And also the first day. And it's on the first day that we have the third of the three feasts that occurs in the Pesach, the Passover season. What is the third? The third is known as Bikurim, or first fruits. The first fruits. Now, the first fruits in the natural type, in the physical type, right, in the plain type, what we call the old covenant type, the literal type, the first fruits is where ones bring forward a sheaf of wheat. That sheaf of wheat is known as the Omer. Now, Judaically and Hebraically, there's something known as the counting of the Omer. Also, another key in Let's bring this up right here. Hold on for a moment. Just going from what we have in mind. But here, let's go to the law and the testimony right here, because it's important for us to get a foundation on this, because we're going forward to the first day service, a.k.a. the Sunday service. And this first day, this Sunday, right, April 24th, the 24th of April, according to the true church and the professing church, Ethiopian Fawahido Church, it is known properly as Tinsaye. What is Tinsaye? Tinsaye means, according to the Amharic and Ethiopic, it means resurrection, the rising up, the resurrection, right? The resurrection, the rising up. So this Sunday coming forward, new light, 24th of April, is observed amongst the observant Orthodox Ethiopian Tewahedo Christians and other Eastern Christians, right? It is observed as Resurrection Day, Resurrection Day. The season, however, is referred to by the Ethiopians as Fasica. Fasica is the Ethiopic of Pesach, 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 Fasica. The interesting thing is that many ones refer to it as Easter. And this abomination, right, this abomination has crept in to the Ethiopians, among the careless Ethiopians have crept in. So you hear ones refer to it, if you go out on the social media, you're going to see a lot of ones saying, Happy Ethiopian Easter, 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 right? But Easter is interesting because Easter is not found in the Amharic. It's not found in the Ge'ez. And Easter is first found and mainly found and only found to show where this apostasy, this abomination, this confusion has crept in. It's only found in one place in what we have to say, even in grace, is a mistranslation, an awful mistranslation in the KJV, King James Version of the Bible, in one place. However, what's interesting is since the Bible claims, the KJV claims to be translated from the ancient languages, the Hebrew of the Old Testament and the Koine Greek of the New Testament, in the New Testament, the underlying word is Pascha, 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 which is basically to say Pesach, Fasica. So that means in the original of what was translated into the KJV, New Testament as Easter, this one verse that a lot of Christians want to hold on to. They want to hold on to this, oh, it's Easter, it's Easter, it's Easter, and then bunny rabbit, then Easter eggs, then Ishtar, then you're worshiping false God. So we're just going to point that out because we're going to ride up with that reason a little bit more. But just speaking of, we're at the eve right here of the EOTC, the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, what they refer to nowadays. Since the apostasy, it's more so 1974-75 as Easter, a.k.a. Tinsayeh, the resurrection. And this has to do with Leviticus. Let's go to Leviticus. Because everything that is called a Christian feast that truly is referred to anything that Yeshua said or did can be verified in the Torah, can be verified in the scripture, in the Hebrew Bible. If it's not, then these are areas where the Gentiles and others, right, and apostate Jews or whoever have brought in lies. So here we're in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 9, the feast of Jehovah, first fruits, Christ, Messiah, Moshiach, risen. So here in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 9. So when we get to verse 9 in Leviticus chapter 23, we come to the third of the seven feasts that we are commanded to observe in a Shana, in a year, especially in the first 7 months, the seven moons of the year, which we refer to as the holy calendar, the Hebrew holy calendar, or the ecclesiastical calendar. That is to say, the church calendar. Ras, Yadin, why do you say the church calendar? Well, because according to the translation, we get the first martyr of the Nazarenes, the Hasid or Saint Kedus Estefanos, Stephan. He is testifying in Acts of the Apostles, and he says something very interesting there. He says, the church in the wilderness. He's talking about Exodus. He's talking about the Torah. He's talking about the Old Testament. And he says, the church. Now, that word church, kehillah, kahal, from the Hebrew, basically is found in the Old Testament, but it's not translated as church. It's translated as gathering, assembly, gathering. So that now shows us that the true church, the true Hebrew church, and the pattern for the true church is actually HaTorah, as the Nazarenes, as the apostles, and as those who were faithful to Rabbeinu Yeshua, as they knew and as they proclaimed, and as we study the New Testament, we can find the true Hebrew Old Testament roots. If you're not looking for those roots, you're not in the truth. The Feast of Jehovah. So we have the third one, first fruits. What does that represent? Messiah, Moshiach, risen. And Jehovah spake to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when y'all be come into the land. Now, the condition there says, when ye be come into the land. Therefore, a very good reasonment can be made, right? Oh, have we come into the land? If we're in exile, well, how are we in the land? Note that there, Chavarim. We're going to reason on that. It says, when y'all be come into the land that I give to you and shall reap, and shall what? Reap the harvest thereof. Let's recognize that Passover and the beginning of the Hebrew year here in the springtime also has agricultural significance, because Jah people got to eat. And shall reap the harvest thereof, and ye then y'all shall bring a sheaf. The sheaf, right? A sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to HaKohen. HaKohen. Now, here there's a reference with Leviticus chapter 23 at verse 9 here in the Scofield Study Bible that we use as a first, as a basic point of reference in our studies, where it points to this section here, verse 9 to verse 14, as being Feast of Jehovah the Third, First Fruits, Christ risen or Moshiach risen, pointing to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23. Let's go there. Let's go there. This is what I mean by rightly dividing the word of truth. In other words, here a little, there a little. So we see this word here in Leviticus chapter 23, right, verses 9 to 14. And here they're giving us a point of reference in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23. Let's see if it makes sense. Let's see if we can make some sense out of this. Here in verse 23, it says right here, but every man in his own order. Christ, or Hebraically Moshiach, the first fruits, they that are Moshiahs, those who are of Moshiach, those who belong to, those who are Moshiahs, those who are of Messiah, or those who are Christ, those who are of the anointed, at his coming. So here we have a reference, a point of reference made, and this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We read verse 23, but the section right here is from verse 20 to verse 34. From verse 20 to verse 34, and this is the third item here, the order of the resurrections. The order of the resurrection. So what we have is a pattern and a type. As Moshe was commanded by Hashem to take heed that he see that he do all things, to see that he do all things according to the pattern, the tabnit, according to the pattern that was shown to him in Hahar, in the mountain. So pattern recognition is very, very important. What's the pattern between I and our resurrection and crop? And crop growing. Is there any connection right there? Is there any connection with Moshiach, Yeshua, being the first resurrected? And let's note this right here, because some of the Christians, you know, some of them are brothers and sisters, some of them get confused, right? They make it sound like Moshiach, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, raised himself. The scripture does not say that Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, your Nazaretu, Jesus, that Jesus, whom some might call Jesus, according to the Bible, that he raised himself, but the Father, Elohim Ha'ab, Yeshua was raised by the Father. He is the Father's offering. Here we have, when ye be come into the land, right, according to the second of the two truths. So first we have the physical, the fire cycle, the natural example. Then we have what some might call the supernatural, the spiritual, the metaphysical type. First we have like the outer type, so to speak. Then we have the inner type, right? Like Yeshua HaMoshiach Roveinu said, if I show you earthly things, like natural things, and you can't understand natural things, how are you going to understand or understand or overstand heavenly things? So here, looking at HaTorah, we're getting the fine cycle, the peshat, the plain type, and also the pattern. When ye be coming to the land, metaphysically speaking, Land signifies also a consciousness. Land signifies a consciousness. All right, land in the second of the two truths signify a consciousness. For example, Yeshua, Robeno, spoke about the seed, right, like a seed. Then he saw the sower going forth to sow a seed. And he gave a natural type like a farm or someone planting, a garden or a piece of ground with seed, right, sowing seed, right? Then he spoke about the seed as being that word as well, sowing that word, the good news, the gospel, the good news of the kingdom. So if that's a seed, and like the seed we sow in the ground, then sowing the seed of the good news, the gospel, the kingdom, question, what ground are we sowing that in? The consciousness. So in second of the two truths, the Brit Hadasha, new covenant sense, renewed covenant sense, when ye become into the land, into the true messianic anointed consciousness that he who be who he be give to you. This means here that the true Christ consciousness is what Elohim Ha'av, what God the Father gives, not what men and people make up. Example, look around at how many different denominations of Christianity there are. That shows you that is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem has given them. That is what they made up for themselves. Here, again, when y'all be coming to the land that I give you, metaphysically, according to the second of the two truths, in the new and the living way, when you become into the consciousness, the real anointed consciousness, that HaKadosh, Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, that Yeshua's Father, our Father, giveth to you and to I and I, and shall reap the harvest, the harvest thereof. So when we sow that seed, even that seed of the good news and the word in our consciousness, don't you think something should grow? Hopefully it's not thorns and thistles and weeds. Then y'all shall bring a sheaf. The sheaf is the omer, right? That first, we can say that first sprout, right? Of the first fruits of your harvest to HaKohen. So here we get the link with Moshiach, the connection with Moshiach and the resurrection of Moshiach. But let's go on. When shall this be done? Verse 11. And he, we're in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 11. And he shall wave the sheaf. Now, even the wave, the waving and the, was it tenufa, even the wave offering. When we study the wave offering, because we always wonder, like, where did this making the sign of the cross really come from? Some people say Catholic or Roman, whatever, right? But really, with the sign, the whole making of the sign of the cross, so to speak, it comes from the actions of the priests, right, in that presentation, and the people in the presentation of the wave offering, namely to, like we wave our offering towards, that means upward, right, like to heaven, right, to earth, to the left, right, or to the right and to the left, or from low degrees to high degrees, so to the left and then to the right. Making the sign of the cross, four cardinal directions, four corners, as we offer it. So the wave offering, when we study it, is where the root of making that sign of the cross, the true sign of the cross, Ethiopically known as the Matev, to Matev oneself. But here it says, and he shall wave the sheaf, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Now, for one, to get a context of this, right, since according to the scripture, right, Hashem in essence is spirit, is Irit, is spirit, the true spirit and truth, then how do we wave it before him? Well, according to the pattern, we have the tabernacle, we have the tabernacle, the courtyard, and then we have the tent, right, or the church, the tent, and then we have the patah. Then in the tent, we have the two compartments, and then in the innermost of the inner, right, we have the Holy of Holies, we have the Ark of the Covenant, and according to HaTorah, he says there between the two Kirubim, Kephraim, and above the Kaporet, above the mercy seat, when we offer that incense, that eishens, because he said the priest must go in there and offer the eishens to make that eishens connection. When he goes in there into the Holy of Holies, he says, there I will meet with you. So therefore, before the Lord, before Jehovah, according to the Hebrew pattern, that would be either before the door of the petach, the door of the tent, or for the priest, only the priest, the high priest, could enter into the Holy of Holies. Now, does that change? Does that change according to the terms and conditions of the new covenant? Well, yes, it does. But before we get ahead of I and myself, verse 11, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 11, and he shall wave the sheaf, the omer, the sheaf, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, to be accepted. Who shall wave it? HaKohen, the priest shall wave it. The priest shall wave the sheaf. Whose sheaf? The sheaf that I and I bring forward. From where? From our harvest. From where? From the land. Who gave us the land? Jah gave us the land. So here, in a sense, we give thanks and praise to the true landlord, the three times in the year. And he shall wave the sheaf, lifnei Yahuwah, to be accepted for you. So the priest, HaKohen, shall wave it on I and I behalf. On the morrow, here's the key of the time. And here's what we like to point out, that there is worship, according to the Hebrew, according to the Torah, on the first day that the Gentiles call Sunday. When it emphasizes, there is worship on the first day, also known as the eighth day, that the Gentiles, in the world flesh, the Anglo-American linguistics and language, that they call Sunday. And this is the proof right here. And this is also the proof of why those Hebrews, Yehudi, Jews, disciples, Nazarenes, and followers of Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, why they observe HaShabbat, the seventh day Sabbath, and also why they would gather on the first of the week, especially in the context of Pesach, in the context of memorial. He says, do this in remembrance of me. When? On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. So here we get in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 11, the first day worship that is falsely called or called by others Sunday. We as Hebrews never refer to the first day as Sunday. We might have said that it was a sunny day, if it was a sunny day, but we never refer to the day as Sunday. We refer to the day as Yom HaRishon. Yom, the day, Ha, the Rishon, the first, the head day, the first day. Now, this is here in the third of the three feasts and festivals that all come under the Pesach, the Passover. Quick review. Feast of Jehovah, first three. In the Passover season, we have Passover on the eve, between the evenings. Then we have the second, unleavened bread, the HaMatzot or Matzah, This is a memorial feast, a remembrance feast. Then we have the third, Feast of Jehovah, First Fruits, Bikurim. What does it signify? Mashiach, Messiah, arisen. When does it occur? According to HaTorah, Leviticus 23:11. On the morrow after the Sabbath. So this would now make a lot of sense why the Israelites of Ethiopia and in the true church, in the professing church, the Ethiopian Tewahedo church, from such a time, for the past 2,000 years at least, they have observed the seventh day Shabbat according to HaTorah, as every faithful Yehudi and Hebrew and Israelite would do, but also the first day, the first day. And this is where the Roman Catholics, who were their enemies, the Roman Catholics had derided the Ethiopians, saying that y'all do all these Jewish things. We'll be willing to accept you, but stop doing all these Jewish things. And the Ethiopians say, what Jewish things? They say, you observe the Shabbat. And the Ethiopians say, well, what other Jewish things? Oh, you observe the difference between clean and unclean food. And the Ethiopians said, what other Jewish things? And he said, you observe circumcision. This just is a proof right here of what I and I elder and brother said right here. Let's just bring up Ephraim, right? Ephraim Isaacs right here. Dr. Ephraim Isaacs, where he said that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Yehudi Jewish.
I would like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So Jah obviously knows something that some of our Hebrew Israelite brothers don't know, you know, in their scorning of the Israelites of Ethiopia. But, you know, we're growing in grace and knowledge. So hopefully the more we know, so we grow. But here we have the third, right, the third of the feasts that occur in the first season, the Passover season, pointing to the morrow, the next day after the Shabbat. But it doesn't stop there. Let's just go to the fourth one, because now as we are fulfilling right here, Passover, Pesach, Chag HaMatzot, the Korim here in this season, we look ahead to the fourth feast. What's the fourth feast? The fourth feast of Jehovah is known as Wave Loaves, also known as Shavuot, also called Pentecost, which means the 50th day. So here we have the wave load, the church, the called out assembly, the Kehillah, at Pentecost, at the 50th day, 50 days after the resurrection of Mashiach, 50 days after the resurrection of Mashiach. So here referring to Leviticus 23, to look at the pattern, right? 23 verse 15, where it says, and ye and y'all shall count to you from the morrow after the Shabbat. Uh-oh. We count to ourselves when? From the morrow, which is like, I'll see you on the morrow after today. That means I'll see you tomorrow. So today, if this is the Shabbat, tomorrow would be the first day. So here it says in Leviticus 23 and 15, it says, and y'all shall count to you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day. Get this, from the day. So actually what the Torah is doing here is doubly emphasizing the time. I say this because many other Yehudi, we're going to get into some detail, hopefully, if not now, then in the upcoming, the first day, Sunday, first day service coming up at the top, that some of them, they will say, okay, well, the counting of the Omer begins, like, for example, as Passover is on Thursday, right? Well, no, say Passover is on Tuesday. Let's put that Tuesday. Right, they would say that, well, maybe Wednesday or Thursday, right, they would call that a Shabbat because it's the first day of the unleavened bread, and they would begin the count like that. But that is categorically wrong because of what it says in HaTorah. Here it says, and ye shall count to you from the morrow after the Sabbath. The weekly Sabbath, the seventh day, is always fixed. Yes, it is true. The first and the last days of a feast, according to Jah's instruction directions, is a rest day. But the key word that's used in the Hebrew is not Shabbat, but it's Shabbaton. It is a different enunciation to emphasize that there's a weekly Sabbath and there is the feast, the festival rest days, the first and the last rest days. But here it's saying, and ye shall count to you from the morrow after the Sabbath, which will be the first day, falsely called Sunday, from the day that ye, from the day, emphasizing that it's the day that y'all brought the sheaf, the omer, the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be complete. So here, thinks they were done. No, we're not really done. Here the count begins. Here as we fulfill Pesach, Passover, the count begins, especially for us in the Brit Chadash, in the New Covenant. If you're an old covenant one, well, then you probably can't do much of anything because your mind is just looking at carnal things, natural things. If you're not in the land, well, what can you offer? But for I and I, in the new and the living way that he has consecrated for I and I through the veil, that is to say his flesh, we're quoting, referring to Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews. But here it says, seven Shabbats shall be complete, seven Sabbaths. You see, so now the count means that it's not from whatever day in the week we want to call a Sabbath. No, it's from the Shabbat, Shabbat. 6 days you shall work and the seventh day, Shabbat, Shabbat. Even to the morrow. So in verse 16 of Leviticus 23, it says, even to the morrow after the seventh Sabbath. So here we have what we call the two sevens. Rastaman talk about the two sevens clash. Here is the Rastafari Torah groundation of the two sevens. The two sevens. Seven Shabbats. So the Sabbath is the seventh day. That makes one full week. So therefore, we count how many weeks, how many Shabbats? Seven Shabbats complete. Even to the morrow after the seventh Shabbat. So the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, first day, shall ye y'all number 50 days. 50 days. Pentecoste in the Koine Greek. Right? But 50 days. And ye shall offer a new mincha, a new meal offering to Jehovah. So we're going to touch on this a little bit more, but the question was asked, well, how do we count the Omer? You know, how do we count the Omer, and when do we count the Omer from? Because some Yehudi count like this, others might do it like that. In the New Covenant sense, Pentecoste, Pentecost, or Shavuot, Shavuot in the Hebrew, Shavuot, Shavuot, from Sheba, Sheba seven, Shavuot means weeks, weeks, like seven, 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 because seven times seven, 49, plus the morrow after the Shabbat, plus one day, that's the 50th day. And this is what we are looking forward to, and this is referred to in the New Covenant sense as the Feast of the Holy Spirit, the Feast of the Isle of Irit, the Feast of the Holy Spirit. So here, 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 just to touch on this right here, get into a little more of the details, but let's ride up with the Aliyot right here for this day eight. Just a little bit of, you know, housekeeping, some order, 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 order. Yes, I, Rastafari. Let's ride up, ride up.
Uno righteous apostle serving the Almighty could rally round Jah's room, rally round the justice sound, cause I soon I must go down, and justice wear the crown, justice will be ready now.
Justice, now read it!
So we at DC Oakland Hebrews, our counting of the Omer would begin, we will count our counting similar to the church, the true church and the professing church from that first day. For example, to the feast of the Pentecost, the Roman Catholic and the Protestant daughter churches, the daughters of Rome, daughters of Babylon, are the Protestant churches, because when the Pope says, okay, Easter's on this day, all the Western Gentile Christians observe Easter according to way of the Pope. But they all have to calculate, whether Eastern Church or Western Church, they all have to calculate according to the Hebrew. That's what they don't tell you. So it's whenever the Hebrew Passover is that the Christians basically East or West seek to try to calculate. So in this year is a good example right here. On the 17th of April, 2022, that was when the Roman Catholic and the Protestant daughter churches, that's when they observed, quote, so-called Easter or, you know, resurrection. You know, that's when they observed it. According to the true church and the professing church, the Tewahedo church, the Ethiopian church and the sister churches, they observe it on the 24th, which is new light, new day, the 24th. Now, note when our Passover, according to the true count, the lunar count, has occurred in this time. We began from the 15th, right, which was Friday, previous Friday, and we fulfilled, right here, 22nd here, coming into 23rd, 4 day, just to share that right there, when we count, so the count would begin, according to the Gregorian calendar for I and I, from the 24, because it has to do with Moshiach, the memorial of our Messiah, Yeshua, his resurrection, and according to the true type and the true witnesses. Yes, I
well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
And that's what we're commanded to do. That's one of the commands is, like, the command for the Sabbath, the Shabbat, basically is to remember to keep it set apart, remember to keep it holy, remember to keep it set apart, to remember. It's remember. Some commands are to bring this or to do this. Some commands are more psycho-spiritual, right? It's helping us to gain mastery over our feelings and emotions, over our psychic, our soul level. Rejoice. Right, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Yes, so here that command is to rejoice. Here, make we ride up right here for this day 8. We have the Torah reading, as we mentioned, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 19 to 16, verse 17. The fire key, fire offering of Yisrael for Pesach. Word sound, Numbers chapter 28, verses 25. Prophets reading, Isaiah chapter 10, focus verses, verses 32 to chapter 12, verse 6. We have new covenant readings as well. Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 12, verses 13 to 35, verses 36 to 46, and basically the whole chapter. But some key sections right there. Yes, I. So here.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak. Le'olam wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak. Le'olam wa'ad. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim Winatan Lanu Et Torato Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha-Torah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak. Leolam Vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy dear testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no read up your Bible. Joy is in thy light, and I in thy be a testament to the light that shineth through the night.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The fifth book of Moses, called Deuteronomy, 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 Deuteronomy. Chapter 15. At the all the firstling males that come of thy herd and of thy flock thou shalt sanctify unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt do no work with the firstling of thy bullock, nor shear the firstling of thy sheep. Thou shalt eat it before the Lord thy God, year by year, in the place which the Lord shall choose, thou and thy household. And if there be any blemish therein, as if it be lame, or blind, or have any ill blemish, thou shalt not sacrifice it unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt eat it within thy gates. The unclean and the clean person shall eat it alike, as the roebuck and as the hart. Only thou shalt not eat the blood thereof. Thou shalt pour it upon the ground as water.
Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water.
The fifth book of Moses, called Deuteronomy, 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 Deuteronomy. Chapter 16. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and the herd, in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days. Neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at even remain all night until the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates which the Lord thy God giveth thee, but at the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt. And thou shalt roast and eat it in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, and thou shalt turn in the morning and go unto thy tents. 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread. And on the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly to the Lord thy God. Thou shalt do no work therein. 7 weeks shalt thou number unto thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto the Lord thy God with a tribute of a freewill offering of thine hand, which thou shalt give unto the Lord thy God, according as the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. And thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God, thou, and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates,
and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are among you in the place which the Lord thy God hath chosen to place his name there. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days after that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter, and thy manservant and thy maidservant, and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord shall choose, because the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hands. Therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. Given thee. Given thee. Given thee. Given thee. Given thee.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
Why?
Chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28. But ye shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Lord, 2 young bullocks and 1 ram and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish, and their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil. 3/10 deals shall ye offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram. A several 10th deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner ye shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day ye shall have an holy convocation. He shall do no servile work, 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 no
servile
work. Why? You know, Tinda gave us life, free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer. You know, Tinda gave us life, give thanks unto the blood Christ. Say, yo, what a offer. You know, Tinda gave us life, free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer. You know, Tinda gave us life, give thanks unto the blood Christ. Check it. Men and people are nice who not like cherish life. Alright, them a work for the Antichrist. Them want blood to drink, them want flesh to slice. Them can't buy me out like no peas and no rice. Life's the greatest gift, so take me advice. I want to live, they want to die, and that's their choice. Red life is so joyful, life is so nice. Red, gold and green of the ice. You say, yo, what a offer. You know, Tinda gave us life, free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer. You know, Tinda gave us life, give thanks unto the blood Christ. You say, yo, what a offer. You know, Tinda gave us life, free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer. You know, Tinda gave us life, give thanks unto the blood Christ.
God bless you. We find your peace are unmovable. God bless you. We find your peace are unmovable. God bless you. We find your peace.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, I and the virtual King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa imru. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. The wicked go crumble. Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. The wicked go crumble.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam asher bachar b'nebiim tobim veratzah b'debreihem hane'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher b'torah u'moshe abdo u'b'Israel ammo u'b'nebiei ha'emet wa'tzedek. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verse 32, to chapter 12, verse 6. That's in my Abba, where will let my fessel gadus, ahadum lot. As yet shall he remain at Nob. That day he shall shake his hand against the mount of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Behold, Haggaiah, Yahweh's Abba'ot Buruku, shall lop the bow with terror, and the high ones of stature shall be hewn down, and the haughty shall be humbled. And he shall cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon shall fall by a mighty one. Chapter 11. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of Yahweh Buruku shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yahweh Buruku. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of Yahweh. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, the Tararar. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahweh Buruku, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh Buruku shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt, from Patros and from Cush, and from Elam and from Shinar, and from Hamat and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. The enemy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Yehuda shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Yehuda, and Yehuda shall not vex Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west, and they shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. And Yahweh Baruch Hu shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Yisrael in the day that he came up out of the land of Ekka. Chapter 12. And in that day thou shalt say, O Yahweh Buruku, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, El is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for Yahweh is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall he draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise Yahweh. Call upon his name, declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to Yahweh, Buruku, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One, the Kedus on the Israel, in the midst of thee. Amen.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of... For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 1-14. The hand of Yahweh was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of Yahweh, in the fest, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bone, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Master Yahweh Buruku, thou knowest. Again he said to me, prophesy upon these bones, and say to them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh Buruku. Thus saith the sovereign Yahweh to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am Yahweh Buruku. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them,
and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel, Beit Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus saith the sovereign Yahweh, Buruku, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Yisrael. And ye shall know that I am Yahweh when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And ye shall put my spirit manifest in you, and ye shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, Yahweh, Buruku, have spoken it and performed it, saith Yahweh.
May the words of I and I mouth and the meditation of I and I heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, Rastafari. Amen.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761.
We can rely on the ones that can rely on.
Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live, 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 and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live, 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 that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it, for Judah and for the children of Israel his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel his companions. And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. When the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, Wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and there shall be one in mine hand. And the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. Say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whither they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. And one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David my servant shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. My servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. There shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore.
But it's true.
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore.
God and King, sanctuary in the midst of them. Yes, I get the connection, get the bone man connection.
For this a bone man connection. Come let me tell you this a bone man connection. But watch your man. Me skull bone connecting to me jawbone. Me jawbone connecting to me collarbone. Me collarbone connecting to me chest bone. Me chest bone connecting to me rib bone. Me rib bone connecting to me spine bone. Me spine bone connecting to me leg bone. Me leg bone connecting to me knee bone. Me knee bone connecting to me ankle bone. Me toe bone connected to me toenail bone. What a holy for bone. Come let me tell you, me say skin, flesh and bone a fi me own. Jaman say Nicodemus a fi mash it and go home. And some of them a talk bout me here one coma. Me touch 20 scissors and me broke a 40 coma. The one thing I
left up in me ear figure coma. Shaman in a the bone man connection. So let me tell you this a bone man connection. For what shaman? Say one, say two, operator that are you. I want you fling with part one, come make me give them part two. The girl's part two, Mr. Demon's part two. Now the bone man connection. Yell shaman, make up a nice up the nation. For what shaman? Say if you keep a session and you want it for Rama. Say make sure Nicodemus have the mic in a emana. Say make sure put me name on this radio station. Nicodemus too important. Shaman make up a nice up the nation. But watch a man, me say one, say two, you fi buckle your shoe. Me say three, me say four, me a go give them all it more. Me say five, me say six, say me full of lyrics. You say me jump over the precipice, me don't drop in a hit. For what me a go give them is a sweet music. Me say some of them a mumble with the pretty funny. Say you looking at them pocket city, like you fi eating at the bone man connection. But watch a man, me skull bone connecting to me jawbone. Me jawbone connecting to me collarbone. Me collarbone connecting to me chest bone. Me chest bone connecting to me ribs bone. Me ribs bone connecting to me spine bone. Me spine bone connecting to me leg bone. Me leg bone connecting to me knee bone. Me knee bone connecting to me ankle bone. Me say me ankle bone connecting to me toe bone. Me toe bone connecting to me toe nail bone. What a whole heap of bone. Come let me tell you, me the skin, flesh and bone, I feel me own. Shaman say Nicodemus come to my shit and go home. For some of them I talk about me here one coma. Me throw a 20 scissors and me broke a 40 coma. For everything come like a Twitter, skin and a stone. For some they kill me flint, see me to donkey jawbone. Shaman in a the bone man connection.
Yes, yes, yes. God bless the soul of Nicodemus. Nicodemus, yes, I. Rest in shalom, rise in kavod. Rest in peace and rise in glory. Yes, I. Rastafari. You gather I and I. Gather I and I. Ezekiel chapter 37. Connection to connection. So I and I, Jah people, must be connected. Yes, I. So let's ride up, ride up.
Divide the Torah and the wicked are going to crumble. Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them chimble. Live by the Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them chimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble.
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Elohenu. Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. You will hear the brief Chadasha New Covenant reading. Baraka, blessing.
Baruch atah Adonai Elohenu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua. Wehabarot, Shel Habarik, Ha Hadasha. Baruch Atah Adonai, Notain Habarik, Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for Pesach, Passover, Day 8, Chag HaMatzot, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Chag HaMashiach, Messiah's Feast. From Luke chapter 24, we begin B'shem Ha'ab, with Habain, with Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Luke, chapter 24. The Resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Resurrection of Yeshua HaMashiach. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Ub echad bashaba livne olo hashachar ba'u el hakebar wat biena et hasmim asher hekinu ve imahen nashim acherot wat yareina ve hine ha'eben gulula min hakaber wat abona el toko ve lo matzau et guyat ha'adon Yeshua. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher, and they entered in, and found not the body of Ha'adon Yeshua, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said to them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake to you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. And they returned from the sepulcher, and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter, and ran to the sepulcher, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. Ministry of the risen Mashiach, ministry of the risen Christ, to the Emmaus disciples. And behold, two of them went that same day to the village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Yeshua, Jesus himself, drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said to them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering, said to him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said to them, What things? And they said to him, Concerning Yeshua of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before Elohim and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen visions of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulcher, and found it even so, as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said to them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Mashiach, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh to the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, Ha Adon is risen, the Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. To the 10. And as they thus spake, Yeshua, Jesus himself, stood in the midst of them, and saith to them, Shalom lechem, peace to you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he shewed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed, not for joy, and wondered, he said to them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said to them, These are the words which I spake to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. The commission to evangelize. And he said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Mashiach, thus it behooved Christ, to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. The ascension of Yeshua HaMashiach, the ascension of Jesus Christ. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing Ha Elohim. Amen. Kabor Lakalu, Kabor Ladimtu, Kabor Lachailu. Kabur Lakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
I came, come, Ha'adon. He is risen. The Lord is risen. The Master is risen. Achin, Achin. Come, risen. Ha Adon, Ha Dawan, the Lord mean, Ha Metin, is risen from the dead one, yes I, the first fruits, yes I, joyful shout.
Yeah!
Yes, 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 yes. So temesken, temesken.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be temesken, temesken. Exiavi yemesken. Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus,
Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus. Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks for the read, the chaburim, the offerings, the gathering, the listening. Going over that chapter right there, just a meditation, Luke chapter 24. Interesting. The verse that we had quoted there from the New Covenant Hebrew, verse 34, Luke chapter 24, verse 34. It's interesting. It says, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon, or in the New Covenant Hebrew, we'omrim, akein, kam, ha'adon min ha'metim, we'nirah, ela shim'on. There's a full that doesn't get in the translation. Risen, come, to rise up, come. Yasha'ala, come, rising up. Ha'adon, mean, from ha'metim, from the dead. With nirah, and appeared and was visible. Il Shimon, to Simon. But I thought, I said, wait. The first one he appeared to was actually the woman, and to Miriam, right? Miriam Magdalene, to Miriam Magdalene. So to heal up the daughters, you know, this is the first witness of the resurrection according to the gospel, according to the Brit Chadasha, is a woman. And if you read over chapter 24, you'll see that they did not really accept it. But it's interesting, we get the verse 34, it says, they kept saying, you know, they were saying that, come, ha'adon, that the Lord is risen indeed, and with nirah el Shimon, and he appeared to who? To Simon. Simon, the same one that, you know, he had denied. You know, we know that he didn't go as far as betray, but still, he had denied, and Yeshua had warned him, but still, you know, yeah, we can get on that subject matter, but want to heal up the woman right here. With this tune right here, with Woman of Israel right here, while we segue and get ready for the first day.
Never end.
woman of Israel, daughter of Jerusalem. The respect I have for you, shall not be to never end. Never end, no, no, no. I am raised to cherish you, love you. I hold you in high esteem, oh. You are a black queen, oh. You woman of Israel, daughter of Jerusalem.
Yes, 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 mighty, mighty general, mighty general with woman of Israel. Tune right here, woman of Israel, mighty general, the general right there, there, there. Chapter 24 of St. Luke's gospel right here, here, here. It's very, very interesting. Just looking over it while listening to that tune right there, verse 21. But we trust that it had been he who should have redeemed Israel. And beside all of this, today is the third day since these things were done. This means that when the crucifixion occurred in that week, that one time for all time, it was in the midst of the week. It was on the Wednesday in the middle, the fourth day of the Shavuah, in order to get from Thursday right to the Shabbat day, 3 days, and Yeshua risen on the first day. But here, 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 it says, yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, astonished, astonied, who were early at the sepulcher. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them who were with us went to the sepulcher, and found it even as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Now, it's interesting because we get to verse 34 as we scroll forward. And they were saying that the Lord Ha'adon is risen and have appeared to Shimon. Yeah, but anyway, big up the doctors, you know, big up the doctors, especially Miriam. Yes, I. There's much more to reason on. But here, 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 another woman like to big up right here. She said something interesting. And with this praise of the righteous woman, would like to share this on the, yeah, let's bring this up. Here we go. Yes, I.
Y'all really can't stand it whenever I make a post defending black men. There's always a barrage of comments like, we gotta hold them accountable. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for accountability, but when do we not hold black men accountable? It's like every day, every time I get on the internet, someone is always talking about what black men not doing right. As a matter of fact, the only time we do bring up black men is to hold them accountable for the stuff that they not doing. I mean, it's almost like we're letting our personal experiences and the media, first and foremost, dictate how we feel about our own men. Never mind the several instances of black men who were protecting black women. Never mind the black man who pulled a black woman out of a burning building. Never mind the black man who jumped in front of a group of girls and lost his life defending them. Never mind the black men who were taking 12-hour shifts to defend a black woman in their neighborhood. Never mind that the majority, the vast majority, over 80% of black men are married to black women. We gotta stop letting the media tell us that our men don't love us and protect us. That's a lie. This country is hell-bent on destroying our men. Let's not help them.
Never mind, Ha'adon Yeshua HaMashiach gave up his life for all of Israel and even for the world, huh?
Give thanks unto the black Christ, the black Christ, the black Christ. Give thanks unto the black Christ, the black Christ, the black Christ. Give thanks unto the black Christ, the black Christ.
That black man right there, there, there. Now, here it's interesting. Verse 35 is also key. There's a lot that's packed into this particular chapter, and also just to heal up when His Imperial Majesty visit the Caribbean, in particular Jamaica. We had pointed to the verse, verse 29, where it says, and they constrained him. So you read the narrative, Yeshua appeared to them, but they did not recognize him. And he was trying with them at, you know, it was asking like, why are you so sad? What's going on? So forth and so on, you know. And then they, you know, wanted this man, the stranger, to reason with them because his reasoning was like, you know, strengthening them because they were very sad, depressed, you know, thinking that, you know, we trusted that Yeshua HaNotri was he, but how could all this and that happen, right? And so Yeshua was walking with them, and then it said then they drew nigh to the village whither they went, right, where these disciples were about to go, you know, whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further.
You know, like, you want somebody to invite you in, but you don't want to be pushy. So you say, all right, I'll see you later on. Yeah, like, you don't keep going on. And he says, no, why don't you just come in for a moment? That's what they did with Yeshua, right? And then it says right here, it says, but they constrained him. This reminds me of what happened when His Majesty had visited the Caribbean because some political things between Great Britain and not wanting our people to know about, you know, certain repatriation, Shashamani Land Grant Federation, Ethiopian World Federation. You know, the British were doing their Brit shit, you know. So His Majesty's itinerary didn't have Jamaica directly there. But when the Rosses and the family down in Benjamin and Yaman and Jaman and J.A., when they found out that he had went to Trinidad, Tobago, and elsewhere, you know, this is what we say, that they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. Then it says in verse 30, in Luke chapter 24, very important for this first day, as we are approaching now the Tensiyeh, and according to those observant Orthodox Tewahedo Christians and those of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, the True Church and the Professing Church, we have first day Sunday coming forward, and this is Tensiyeh. Tensiyeh in the Amharic means to raise up. It's from the same root, both in the Royal Amharic, Ethiopic, and the Hebrew. We have Nessa or Nasa, which means to raise up. So we have Tenessa or Tensiyeh, resurrection. So we have the resurrection, right? So here it says, and it came to pass as he sat at meal, right, at meal with them. You know, the word meat here doesn't mean debtors, because we can see that it says he took bread and blessed it and break and gave it and gave to them. Now here, for those who are Hebraic, Judaic, and according to, you know, the Torah observance, ones would know that there are certain word sound, right, invocation that we give over bread and over wine, over bread and wine in particular. And what we have in the Last Supper is actually a Pesach, a Passover Seder. So what Yeshua did was, according to, we could say, the Yehudim, the Judahite way, as he said to the woman, what was that woman called? Woman that, by the well, what's it, Samaritan, you're the Samaritan woman. Salika, Samaritan woman, he said, the Samaritan woman, and says, you don't worship that which you know not, we know worship the salvation of the Jews. So, which are the seers, and here is a inner Hebraic Judaic theme that most Christians probably miss because they avoid the Old Testament, or they despise it, or have mixed up moods and attitudes about it. So they don't have really a groundation, a true foundation, like the True Church and the Professing Church, for example. But here it says that he took bread, and what did he do? He blessed it. So we know that there's a blessing for bread. The basic formula, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Baruch, bless, Ata, you, male, Adonai. Adonai is often said for those who have a deference for the Hashem, the Yahweh. In modern Judaism and others might not pronounce it, so instead they call upon Adonai, which is to be used more in a mercy sense, right? A mercy sense. So they say, Baruch Ata Adonai, right? Eloheinu, our Elohim, our power, right? Melech, king, ha'olam. Now, Melech ha'olam sometimes is translated as king of the universe. And in English, we can see that translation. That is more or less correct in that sense. Though in this world, it might, you get these crazy ideas, you know, but king of the universe, but it has more of the sense directly, more properly, of Melech HaOlam is eternal king, or king of the forever king, but eternal king. So that particular formula is a formula over much of our blessings. Baruch Ata Adonai, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Now, there's a blessing for the bread, which is particular. Let's just read on. And it says in verse 31, and their eyes were opened. It's interesting because Mary Magdalene, she was there in the garden, the garden, and she's looking around, you know, for where, what happened, how come Yeshua is not where, you know, his body, where they take him and everything. Now, what's kind of interesting is that her eyes were open too when he had called her name. Interesting that She thought he was the gardener. But when he called her name, her eyes were open. Now, for them, for these men, right, their eyes was open, right? Their eyes was open when he had took the bread, blessed it, and break, and gave it to them. Now, note, he took the what? The bread. What time is this? This is the Pesach time. What time is this? This is the Hamatzot, the unleavened bread time. The bread, right, and blessed it. Now, the full of the blessing over the bread, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Ha-motzi lechem min ha-aret. So the second part is ha-motzi, ha-motzi, which in Hebrew means the bringer, the one who brings. Ha-motzi, the one who brings lechem, 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 lechem is bread. Ha-motzi lechem min is from ha-aret, who brings bread from the earth. Now those who know the psalm, right, you should know the psalm, because many of us Rastafari, we point to that psalm where it's about herb for the service of man. You know the psalm, herb for the service of man. But in the same psalm, we have the actual quote for the blessing over the bread, the blessing over the bread. And here, just to refer to this, it says, and their eyes was opened, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And while he opened to us the scriptures. What it appears is that they had believed or admitted in Moshiach as being true and being he. However, they did not know the scriptures. The knowledge of the scriptures was not as strong. This happens to a lot of I and I. You know, it might be called, even called Rastafari. But our knowledge of the scriptures need to be strengthened, because what does it say? The word, right? The word is like a two-edged sword. The word is I and I sword. Don't want to go into battle without having weapon, not having defense. And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them. And this is where they said, Ha-Adon, right, come, Ha-Adon, that the Lord is risen indeed and have appeared to Shimon, to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way. Underline and highlight the way. People might call it Christianity. People might call it this and that. But according to the scripture, it is called the way. The way, right? The Nazarene way, but the way. Right, so it says, and they told what things were done in the way and how he was known. He was known of them in the breaking of the bread. So there is much that can be mined out of that. First of all, the fact that when he took the bread, he blessed the bread. So they heard his word sound, right? And then he gave the bread to them just as he had done, right, at the Last Supper. Right at the Last Supper, and their eyes were open in the bracha. Their eyes was open in the blessing. There's more packed into this chapter here. Shalom lakem, shalom lakem. You know, shalom, peace be to you all. Hashem Yeshua.
Give thanks unto the Black Christ, the Black Christ, the Black Christ. Give thanks unto the Black Christ, the Black Christ, the Black Christ. Give thanks unto the Black Christ, the Black Christ, the Black Christ.
Oh. We had a psalm, right, a psalm for that eighth day, right, moving now forward to the first day for the Sunday service. Stay tuned. Going to touch on this whole Easter thing. Right? Give you the ammunition so you can recognize, oh, what about this Easter thing, right? And it's interesting because the actual Greek New Testament that they alleged to translate from, it actually says in the Greek, Pascha, actually says Pesach. As best as the Greeks could, you know, write the Hebrew. Some things don't translate exactly because they don't have certain letters. But we have a psalm right here, and they don't make certain sounds. We have a psalm right here, Psalm 54.
Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul.
He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies, 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 upon mine enemies.
We have Psalm 54 right here. Let's just go to Psalm 54 here on the outro, getting ready for the first day, Messiah's feast, first day, resurrection, first day, here, here, here. So we have Psalm 54. Let's just go here for one moment, brothers and sisters, because it's a part that Alexander Scorby and many ones don't focus on the superscription, all right? But let's just go here to the superscription to Psalm 54. Now, superscription, that's a little small type. Sometimes this might be just a verse or might be a couple of verses, like with Psalm, you know, 51 and Psalm 56. And even here, Psalm 54 has this part. To the chief musician on niginot or binginot, binginot. Niginot is a harp. Binginot sounds a lot like bingi, binginot on the harps. Bingi note on the Nigi note on my skill, a psalm of David when the Ziphim, Z-I-P-H-I-M-S, when they came and said to Saul, to Shaul, doth not David, does not David hide himself with us? And David mistater imanu, I think David mistater imanu, if I'm correct, I'm just going by recall, but I'd like to share a meta-phi cycle on the Ziphim. Who are the Ziphim? Now, even here in the superscription, as much as packed in. In fact, when they came to Saul and said, is not David, does not David hide himself with us? We hear the Hebrew, we see in the Hebrew the original, right, of the term mystery. You know, people talk about mysteries, and there's mysteries, right? Well, yes, there are. But here we have mistatir. In other words, a lot of y'all think that a lot of words that are found in the Greek way of saying it or in the Gentile way of saying it come from the Gentile languages. Hopefully you'll find out that enough of it comes from the Hebrew and the Afro-Shemitic. But here, a little meta right here, metaphysical on the Ziphim, the Ziphim here for Psalm 54, because it gives the context. It sets up why David says in the first verse, save me, O Elohim, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Why is David saying this? David is saying this because of the situation. What was the situation? The situation to the chief musician on the niginot, on the harps, my skill like a teaching, a my skill, a teaching, a psalm, a chant of David, the well-beloved, when the Ziphim. What does Ziphim mean, Habarim? Came and said to Saul, does not David hide himself with us? Sounds like somebody's trying to set somebody up and snitch on somebody. Yeah? Yeah. Here, here, here.
So make no mistake about the mystic. Don't make a mistake about the mystic of the Psalms. Mizmor, the Mizmor of David, and the Sefer Tehillim. So make no mistake about the mystic. Don't make a mistake about the mystic of the Psalms, Mizmor, the Mizmor of David, and the Sefer Tehillim, and even the basic metaphysics, right? The metaphysical Bible dictionary, the metaphysics, right, of the Psalms, and of the key words, and also the Torah portion of reading and feedings. Right here we have the Ziphites or the Ziphim. The Ziphim, this is connected with the daily Psalm, Psalm 54. And in the study of Psalm 54, we have in the superscription concerning the Ziphites, the Ziphites, or here the KJV calls them the Ziphim, or Ziphims. In the Hebrew, we have the Ziphims, right? Here we have the superscription to the chief musician on the Niginot, or Binginot, a maskil, of David, when the Ziphites came and said to Saul, to Shaul, doth not David hide himself with us? So we have the superscription right here. La menatriach. La menatriach bin ginot maskil David. Bevo. Ha zephim. Zephim. Ha zephim. Be bo or bevo ha zephim. Be boa. Ha Zifin, Wayomru, Le Shaol. Hello, Dawid, Mr. Tir Imanu. Eloha, Hosh Aini, Uavigo Vorate Ka, Te Dineini. So here we have the first verse right here, like from the Hebrew. This we have three verses, or the superscription and the first verse is included all here together. Now, this is zooming in on the Ziphites. The Ziphites, or some might enunciate it as the Ziphites, found in the superscription here. Now, there's a connection, as we mentioned, with 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 19, as well as 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 1. So who are these Ziphim, or the Ziphims? Who are the Ziphims? Now, looking them up, we looked them up as the Ziphites. So many times we have the old meme at the end for the eem, as we have here with the Ziphim of those who are of a Ziph. Now, we touched on it briefly in the intro, in the first part of the Targum to the Psalm Yizmor Nun, right, or Non Dalet, the 54th Psalm, where we have this in the superscription here. So the connection with the Ziph, and also Zipha, the names Ziph and Zipha. But here, zooming in on the Ziphites, or the Ziphim, they were inhabitants of the city of Ziph, or of the wilderness. We have those of the wilderness, the Midbar of Ziph, in which this city was located. Now, twice, they went to Saul. They went to Shaul at Gibeah, and told him where David was hiding. As we have in today's daily psalm in the superscription, when the Ziphims came, Bebo HaZiphim, and the Ziphim came, Bebo HaZiphim, Wayomru Le Shaul, and said, Wayomru, and they said, the Ziphim said, Le Shaul, to Saul, Hello, Dawid, Mistatir Imanu? Doth not, hello, is it not, hello, Dawid, Mistatir Imanu? Doesn't David hide himself? Well, first of all, we have here, this in the Peshat here, from the low degrees to the high degrees, the first of the two truths. First, the earthly type, the natural type. What and who is Ziphim? What are the main points of reference in the scriptures, in the Bible, in the Bible, you know, with Ziphim? Now here for the metaphysics. Now let's just note that it's twice. Not just once, but it's twice that they went to Shaul at Gibeah, and told him where David was hiding. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 19, and 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 1. Now metaphysically, the Ziphites, those of Ziph, the Ziphim, they pertain to thoughts. The meta of the Ziphites, the Ziphim, is thoughts. Thoughts belonging to the cleansing, purifying state of mind that Ziph, right? So what Ziph signifies. Now there's the wilderness of Ziph. The wilderness of Ziph, Ziph, Ziph. Now this denotes a lack of discipline. The wilderness of Ziph denotes a lack of discipline, understanding, and cultivation of these thoughts. So the Ziphites, or the Ziphim, they belong to the cleansing, because the root is Ziph. So now let's look at Ziph for a moment. We have Ziph. Ziph, the metaphysics of Ziph is flowing. Ziph is referring to overflowing. Ziph is also overwhelming. Ziph becoming liquid. Ziph becoming liquid, or liquefaction, liquefy, refining, purify. In that sense, cleansing. Ziph at the root of the Ziphites and the Ziphim. Now, where was Ziph? Ziph was a southern city of Yehuda, of Judah, a city in the hill country of Judah in Joshua chapter 15, verses 24 and verse 55. Also, Ziph was a wilderness. We have a Midbar, or the wilderness, in the hill country of Yehuda, of Judah, where David was in hiding from Saul, from Shaul, which represents the adversarial will. We're going to touch on this as well, that the ruling personal will is that Saul type, that Shaul type. ruling personal will. So David was in a wilderness, the hill country of Judah, and he was hiding from Shaul and the Ziphites or the Ziphim, Boa Ha Ziphim, Wayomru Le Shaul, and the Ziphim, the Ziphites, they came and they told and they said to Saul representing the ruling personal will, an adverse personal will, and he said to him, Hallo, David Mistater Emanu, does not David, is it not? Hallo, is it not? Hallo, David, Mistater. Here the Hebrew root of the later day word mystery, Mistater, from Satar, to hide. Mistater, the sense of hiding oneself. Hallo, David, Mistater, Emanu? Emmanuel, with us, amongst I and I. Here we have the sense of Emmanuel and Emmanuel, Emmanuel, with us, El, the true good, the true God. Here, the Ziphim, say to Shaul, Hallo, David Mistater, Emmanuel. Does not David hide? Isn't he a mystery? Mistater, a mystery, Mistater, he satas, he Mistater, he hides himself. Emmanuel, with us. So they were basically informing Shaul, or ones would say, now they snitching, right? Dropping dime and snitching on David, on David. So the Ziph connection, first of all, Ziph, at the root of the Ziphim and the Ziphites and the Ziphites, who I mentioned here in the superscription. So we have also, there is 1 Samuel 23 and 14, the connection of the wilderness, the hill country of Judah, known as Ziph. Now we have, lastly, the name of a man of Judah in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 16. Now the meta of Ziph, the root of the Ziphim and Ziphites, Ziph. Ziph, cleansing, purify, thoughts, and groups of thoughts in the prayer and the praise. So now referring to the wilderness, the midbars, the wilderness of Ziph. Ziph flowing, Ziph overflowing. Overwhelming, becoming liquid, liquefaction, refining, purifying, cleansing, the root, Hebraically, Ziph, getting to the root, the groundation. Now, the metaphysics of it, first, the cleansing and purifying thoughts and groups of thoughts in the prayer and praise. Prayer and praise signifies the Yehuda consciousness. The Yehuda symbolizes the prayer and praise consciousness of man, flowing, Ziph, refining, Ziph, purifying, Ziph, cleansing, Ziph. Two cities. There's a wilderness and a man of Yehuda by this particular name. So there's two cities known as Ziph. There's a wilderness known as Ziph. And there's a man of Yehuda, of Judah, known as Ziph. Now connected with the Ziph is Zipha. So now Zipha, building on the groundation of Ziph, getting to the groundation to bottom out the meaning. What is the metaphysical meaning and the application of the Ziphim, even here in today's daily psalm in Psalm 54, within the superscription. So we have Ziphah. Ziphah from the Hebrew means flux, fluidity. Fluidity is Ziphah. So Ziphah is a flux. Ziphah, fluidity. Ziphah, liquid. Ziphah, flowing. Ziphah, pure. Ziphah, refined. And Ziphah, clean. Ziphah was a brother of Ziph. So we have Ziph, and we have his brother, Ziphah. So Ziphah, brother of Ziph, and son of Jehalelel, of the Israelitish tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 16. And the meta of Ziphah, so we have Ziph, right? Ziph getting to the root, that flowing, overflowing, overwhelming, becoming liquid, liquefaction, refining, purifying, and cleansing. And here was Ziphah, the flux, Ziphah. Fluidity, Ziphah, liquid, Ziphah, flowing, Ziphah, pure, Ziphah, refined, Ziphah, clean, metaphysically. The significance of Ziphah is the same as that of Ziph. It's a cleansing, purifying, refining thought, in action, in the consciousness. In Ziphah, we also see establish the effect of this thought. What is the effect of this thought in cleanliness and cleansiness and purity, the purity of thought, flux, flowing, clean, pure, we find. Now, this gives us a context now for the ites and the eens that are known by the name Zif, with the Zifim and the Zifites. So here continues the meta of the Zifites, Zifim. We have thoughts belonging to the cleansing, purifying state of mind that Zif and also Zifa signify. The wilderness of Zif, it denotes a lack of discipline. So the wilderness of flowing, overwhelming, becoming liquid, liquefaction, refining, purifying, cleansing. The wilderness of Zif, it denotes a lack of discipline, a lack of discipleship, a lack of discipline, understanding, and cultivation. The cultivation of these thoughts, cultivating these thoughts. Hence, in their cleansing, purifying activities, they are liable, there's a liability here, they're liable to become destructive. So in their cleansing, in their purifying activity, this is what the Zif and the Zifites and the Zifim represent, that in their cleansing, purifying activity, they are liable, right? They are liable to become destructive in that for the sake of establishing harmony, they would purge out even the spiritual and good if these seem to be standing in the way of the ruling personal will. If these seem to be standing in the way of the ruling personal will. Now, the Zifites, the Zifim, they sought to help Shaul, the ruling personal will, to destroy David, to destroy David, destroy David, representing divine, the divine love, the chesed, working toward rulership in the consciousness, working toward that rulership in the consciousness. So here, it's a very, very important connection, looking at the metaphysics, because now this, with this in thought and in heart and in mind, as we go through Psalm 54, Mizmor Nun Dalet, Mizmor Non Dalet, we can see the connection and also the reason, even from the beginning of today's daily psalm, with even the mention of the Zifim, of Ha-Zifim, of the Zifites, in connection with this episode, in the well-beloved, in Dawid's and in I life, and the metaphysical application thereof, location 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 thereof, location.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Why do these arrest? Martin Benson, false rulers of the earth. I'm setting themselves in their position while they're building them nuclear and atomic weapons. All we have to give praise to the whole world.
Malcolm Tinsaye, beautifully good resurrection, first day service beginning right now, call in, tune in, Rastafari Israelite, yes, I, coming forward right now.